Today on Senior Voices, we meet Belmont resident Margaret Frey. Now 71 years old, Margaret is a longtime advocate for Dayton youth, working at Children's Service Board, or CSB, earning her doctorate in educational leadership at the University of Dayton, and serving as a school psychologist for Dayton Public Schools for many years. She shared her story with Dayton Metro Library volunteer interviewer Anna Umelo.
I was born at Mommy Valley. Came home to the house in Belmont, a little bungalow I still drive by every day. Small house. And I slept in my parents' bedroom till I was three when my mother said, "We're not doing this anymore, George." And we moved to a house that was two blocks away. And I live in that house now. I kicked my parents out when they were 84. I bought the house and said, "Go live somewhere else." And my daughter and I moved into that house, and I've been there since. So I've been here a long time. I'm a Belmont graduate, so I'm a student of Dayton Public Schools, and have just spent I've spent all of my adult life, except the few years I was away for college, in Dayton. It's a place I can afford to live as a single mom. I can afford to have a pleasant, comfortable home and still have money to travel. It's been a really solid community for myself to raise my daughter and many of my aunts and uncles. This was where the extended family was.
So how was high school? How was life like in high school?
I enjoyed high school. I was politically active in high school. I was musically active. I sang a lot and performed and competed. So I enjoyed high school, but I'm never a person that really says, "Oh, I'd just give anything to go back." I'm a person who truly wanted to grow up. And I had a wonderful childhood, but growing up gave me, it's horrible to say, growing up gave me power in my own life. And growing up gave me opportunities that I did not have at 15. But I was young. I was born in October, so I graduated from high school at 17, and I went to college when I was 17. And I had been accepted at a couple of schools. The one I really wanted in was at Otterbein, which is in Westerville, north of Columbus. It was 1965. And the first year was fine. A group of women were in a house together. They accepted too many students for the dorms. And I enjoyed that, having roommates. And I was the only girl. I had my own bedroom at home. So this was sort of nice to have a shared space. And I really enjoyed that. And many of those women are still friends of mine. But their sophomore year, my sophomore and junior year, I just stopped. I performed constantly in the choir and singing, and I just stopped. And one of the major reasons I stopped was of the war. Many of my friends were killed in the Vietnam War, and so being close to Columbus was a great way to picket and do all those things that politically I felt the need to do. Tragically, the great school of Otterbein thought, "You should make different decisions." But they were kind enough to put me on probation twice before they said, "You need to go spend some time figuring out what you want to do." And they're right. I don't believe any 18-year-old really knows what they want to be when they're 50. So I came home after I flunked out and spent my father's money and got a job. And within 6 months, left my parents' home and rented an apartment with a friend of mine. And that started me down the path of human services. So I was in almost all the human service agencies in Montgomery County, one way or the other, and served great populations of people. I enjoy every side of this town. And when I was, CSB. I was a supervisor at CSB probably in the early 80s, mid-80s. And I decided to go get a master's. After I flunked out, I did go to Antioch and finish my bachelor's. So I decided to get a master's in school psychology, educational psychology, and went to UD and was raising my daughter alone. Library, she would sleep under the carrels. So I drug her on Saturday mornings to the university constantly. So I did the master's at UD and left Children's Services to do an internship at Fairborn School, and then was immediately hired by Dayton City. I wanted to work in Dayton City. I am a Dayton City kid, and the tragedy about Dayton City and many urban systems is many people who do so well and reasonably well servicing our kids just don't like the school system. They leave. My issue is, then who are we leaving the children with? If all of us who know how to do this well who are we leaving the children with? That just really always bothered me, so I stayed.
That was Dr. Margaret Frey speaking with Anna Umelo as part of the Senior Voices Project. This interview was edited by Community Voices producer and Senior Voices Project Coordinator Jocelyn Robinson. Senior Voices is a collaboration between the Dayton Metro Library, Rebuilding Together Dayton, and WYSO. This series is made possible by the generous support of the Delmar Healthcare Fund of the Dayton Foundation.